we are surrounded by gates. We arrive at and depart from airports through gates. To get to those gates, we pass through a security gate. Many of us have gates that provide an entrance into the courtyard or security gates to keep people out. For those of us who are science fiction fans, there are even stargates that provide access to distant galaxies. Sheepfolds were were extremely basic in ancient Israel. They were crude structures, often built of brushes or branches, or at best a low row of stones. Still, they were enough to contain the sheep and keep them from wandering into danger. It was common to have several flocks penned together. This was done to provide the sheep with more safety. The flocks would mingle, and the sheep were separated by the calls of the shepherd. The sheep had a closer relationship with the sheep of their flock than Western ranchers because of the number of sheep in the flock. Middle Eastern flocks were small. Shepherds knew the sheep of their flocks by name. The shepherd may have a pet name for each of his sheep, and the sheep recognized the voice of their shepherd. Shepherds would become the gate to the sheepfold. They would lie in front of the opening to the fold so that nothing could enter without them knowing. In our gospel lesson, Jesus identifies himself as the gate, and the flock is the symbol of the church and the family of God. Jesus provided the entrance into the family of God. Because of his life, death, and resurrection, we can enter a relationship with God and with our brothers and sisters in faith. The family of God is comprised of many sheep, and these sheep come in all different shapes, different sizes, and color. And as we look around at the other sheep in the flock, we recognize that we are a most unlikely flock, and we come to Jesus just as we are, just as we are. But we are united by a common faith, by our common baptism, and by our common mission. These are stronger than our differences. Like a rope that has many strands, each of us is created unique. At the same time, we stand united. There's a warning in this passage of Scripture. Some people attempt to get into the family through means other than Jesus. These people have their own agenda, not God's. Their goals are selfish, and sometimes they seek to hurt and harm. The emphasis of our lesson this morning, though, is not a warning about thieves, but a celebration of entrance into the family of God through the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. He is the gate. Jesus tells his listeners that those who enter through the gate will be able to go in and out and find pasture. Pastures are places of nourishment that also provide protection. As the family of God, we are led to pasture, and we grow in our faith. It is tempting for us to equate abundant life with the cheap imitations of the world. The abundant life that is ours through Jesus Christ does not necessarily involve comfort or wealth or an abundance of worldly things. When Jesus talks about abundance, he is referring to the things of God, a relationship that you have with the living God, a presence, a power, steadfast love, and abundant forgiveness. We have access to that abundant life through the gate, through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus is not an exclusive gate. The family of God is not like a treehouse with a trap door designed to keep people out and only accessible with a password. We come to Jesus, each of us, just as we are, just as I am, sinful. Jesus is a gate of invitation, and he invites us to enter and experience a personal relationship with him, a relationship with the family of God, an abundant life, an eternal life with him. Today is the day that you come to Jesus just as you are. Today, Jesus tells you that he loves you just as you are. Today is the day we come and experience the Lord's forgiveness through the sacrament of the altar, Holy Communion. Today, we listen. We listen to the Good Shepherd calling us. And if you're not one of his sheep, today is the day that you trust the promise of God through faith in Jesus Christ, the gatekeeper to forgiveness, eternal life. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.